we were taken to, I guess the, like the, we did the bookings, I guess. We were held in these jail cells first, and we had some kind of, we had codes, like people could say, I think purple or something like that, if they felt like they couldn't take it anymore and they needed to get out, you know? Because they would let you go if you gave your information, and so we had decided that we would start doing solidarity within for people who also had, who were getting, I think getting charged with higher convictions. So instead of a misdemeanor, a felony, et cetera, so we weren't giving our information, we all were just going to be in jail with each other. There were hundreds of us. And so some people said purple and got out of there because it's just really intense to be there under the fluorescent lights. And, God, they kept giving us Wawa iced tea. I had such an aversion to that stuff. Still do. Still don't like Wawa. Wawa inside of the jail. And that's really what hit me about the prison industrial complex. Like, oh, my goodness, there are all these products that are available, that are part of the system, that are benefiting from the system. So just seeing that was just really mind-blowing, you know?
I know, like, there's, like, private phone companies in, like, these big prisons that charge a ton of money for people to call their families, right?
That, I mean, I was just blown away by the press themselves and how, for example, I mean, this is rushing it a little, but once we were inside of the jail, like, there were different hair products for black women, and just felt like, oh, Johnson & Johnson, like, they're getting paid off of this, too. You know, so just looking at how quantities of these materials are, like, it takes money, it takes investment from these different businesses to keep the businesses also going, like, it's a relationship. So, that's when
wow.
I first saw it. Like, saw it with my own eyes, so that was my first education, really, I think, about the prison industrial complex.
Is there anything, like, that stands out in your memory about, like, some of the meetings of the activists, like, inside of the roundhouse?
I think that's when we had more consensus and more conversations, and it was more of the same to me. And it was just intense. It was just, I mean, I think in that part, I could just remember what was happening for me, just like feeling like really, like I just needed to sleep. Like I just felt really kind of depleted, you know? And there's just no rest, like no way to rest, like with fluorescent lights, you know? And like this bread with crazy oil, cheese, and like the Wawa. And I was like, get me out of here. We were there for, it just felt like for hours and hours. But I felt, I just remember the process that we said, like, we weren't going to give our names, we weren't going to give our information, and that was just intense, you know, just to say, well, this is where I'm staying, even though I don't want to be here, you know? But it was something that I chose to do, but at the same time, I didn't like it. I didn't want to be there, and then also at the same time, wanted to, so.
Wow.
And there were different arguments and, like, all that stuff was happening at the same time, people trying to make decisions with each other. That was my first experience also, like, understanding or just getting a glimpse of the different types of discrimination that happened within the system, within the prison system also. So, for example, queer folks, like, and genderqueer folks in particular, were treated differently. So this one person who, like, was brought over to the female section was just really upset because it was really deep, like, identified not as male, not as female, but, you know, so it's like, where is someone put in that position, like, because of the, like, the segregation within the prison system also. So, you know, just that was really intense too. And so some people were saying, oh, like, how did you get here? Like, aren't you a guy or are you a woman? You know, and I remember the person saying, you know, like, no, I'm neither. I'm neither. I'm none of these. And it was just like, at that point, there wasn't really, at that point, like a real conversation or dialogue that people were a part of, you know, in terms of just understanding or supporting people who identify in that way, in that situation. So that I just remember that tension is just feeling for the person, you know, same time, just observing the whole conversation that's occurring in that room. We got moved around a couple times. So I feel like we were at one point in a jail, then we were outside in some trailers. Like, they didn't have enough space for all of us. So we were all together at one point in these trailers, and that was really, that's where a lot of beauty came in.
Did you say beauty?
Yeah. Ah. Like, we were able to be with each other. We did yoga with each other. Like, somebody was like, let's do some stretches. And I had never done yoga at that point. And so it just felt really good to move our bodies. Like, we'd been, you know, like, just moving that, those aching muscles and hearts, you know, at the same time. That felt really good. I think someone else, people were using song a lot. So people started singing, and we would sing, and that was just so uplifting. Never experienced song in that way. It's really beautiful to sing as a group of people going through something. It's just really intense. And so we also got spooked out by the food. Like, we'd be given some beans or something. We thought that it had some maggots in it, but come to find out later, it wasn't. So we were just all, like, super paranoid and scared of everything. Oh, God. But that was just feeling the, like, spirit is really resilient, and just feeling that come through song, like, feeling that rejuvenation is just really powerful. Because the movement had within the jail, and that was also interesting. Like, we were hearing back from people who were able somehow to get in connection with the men, and also hear what was happening on their side. Like, they really tried to put fear into the activist women who were to fight, you know, that they would be really violated, and, oh, yeah, you want to come into the jail? You wait and see, you know, and I would definitely be interested in hearing all of the details of what happened to the men in the jails, but I heard it was really powerful also for them.
I do have, like, the list, the list of demands from the men, from the general population.
That was so, just hearing about that, hearing what they were able to do also was so inspiring for me. Because I don't even know how we got that information leaked over to us, but again, like, we had some kind of notes sometimes passed to each other. It was great. Really great in terms of how people were just really being creative and rebelling what was being imposed. It was great. And moving beyond fears, like, in a really big way.
Oh, that's amazing. I mean, I remember doing jail support, and we got that message from the men, and it was written, like, in little teeny handwriting. And I was like, this is Chris's handwriting. I recognized, because I had known him for, you know, we had been close comrades for years, and I totally started crying. It was amazing just to see those demands, you know, that were so moving. And, like, we were in this meeting, like, you know, and they were saying the women were going on water strike, and we were all freaking out. And I thought it was everyone, but it was apparently just, like, two women, and I was like, all my friends are going to die in there, you know. It was just like, oh, shit, you know.
You know what, that's how we were able to make communication with each other. This was a legal support. They were just so important.
So just to clarify, you were saying, like, the men, you had heard the men said that they were threatened by, like, guards, that the other men who were locked up would attack them. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, you're gonna get raped, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, you guys want to get in here so bad? You want to, you know, think you want to be in jail? You'll see.
Holy shit! Yeah, mm-hmm. that stuff is so intense. As an AIDS activist, like, there's so much stigma for men when they come out of jail or prison, because, like, there's all this, like, assumption about, you know, what you did inside or whatever, and then, like, there's all this stigma about, like, HIV. Well, that's a whole other conversation, but
No, like that was huge. And also there were men too who were gender nonconforming as well. And so they were like, yeah, you're going to get raped, like all, you know, so definitely used to intimidate